This is JIS News. Coming up, no new infections at UWI and Cornwall Regional Hospitals. North-South Highway 80% complete and 750 blank passports to be procured. The news in detail after this message. Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, on October 30, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SagiCorps, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, Friday, October 30, starting at 10 a.m. See you there. Now the news. Chief Medical Officer at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Marion Bullock-Decas, says there has been no new infection caused by outbreaks of the Klebsiella and Serratia bacteria at the University Hospital of the West Indies and the Cornwall Regional Hospital. Dr. Bullock-Decas says the last new case at the Cornwall Regional Hospital was seen on October 14, while for the University Hospital on October 15. The infections have led to the deaths of 19 premature babies since June of this year. She says the ministry has strengthened its infection prevention and control measures at both facilities.
This meant isolating the babies who were infected, making sure that all new admissions were in a different area, the provision of additional equipment and supplies, the hiring and redeployment of staff, close monitoring of the environmental situation and the processes, and the provision of daily reports.
Dr. Bullock-Decas was speaking at the Jamaica House media briefing held at the office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. The north-south leg of Highway 2000 is over 80% complete. Managing Director of the National Road Operating and Construction Company, Ivan Anderson, says the highway is on target to be opened by the first quarter of 2016.
The only areas that are left outstanding are the ends at Mammy Bay and the first section by Cayman after it came through. But most of the rest of it is completed. All the earthworks are completed, all the filling is completed, all the drainage work is completed. So the only thing that's left is the two ends to tie into Mandela Highway at this end and the North Coast Highway at the other end.
Mr. Anderson was speaking with journalists following a tour of the highway on Wednesday. Cabinet has approved a contract valued at $3.7 million for the procurement of 750,000 blank Jamaican passports. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the blank passports will be personalized by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, using a passport issuing and control system supplied and maintained by Canadian Banknote Company Limited.
The current order is expected to satisfy the local and overseas demand for Jamaican passports for the next 3.5 to 4 years.
Senator Faulkner says a further upgrade with the introduction of a facial recognition system will come on stream by the end of the 2015-2016 fiscal year. And the merger of the National HIV Program with the National Family Planning Board, NFPB, is being hailed as a critical move in ensuring the sustainability of the country's sexual and reproductive health response. Executive Director of the NFPB, Dr. Denise Chavans, says since the withdrawal of funding from the World Bank, there has been a struggle to sustain family planning programs.
The move was important for several reasons. One, it's greater cost efficiencies, greater economies of scale, and this is against a background of reduced funding for both sex and reproductive health and HIV. Jamaica's classification as an upper middle income country by World Bank means that we no longer qualify for funding. That has had a serious and deleterious impact on our programs.
The 2013 merger resulted in the creation of a single authority for sexual and reproductive health and a centralization of funds. The move also addresses the absence of a clearly identifiable AIDS authority. Dr. Chavans says the integrated agency is now ready to take the delivery of sexual and reproductive health services to a higher level. The National Family Planning Board is observing National Family Planning Week from October 25 to 31 under the theme Building Families, Building Our Nation, a focus on vulnerable populations. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.